extra fruit that you'd have either afterwards?
Oh, yeah. My mom take in peaches and apples, especially apples. She canned most of the peaches. Had plenty of glass jars, you know, quarts, half a gallon. Of course, a good sized family had to have a half a gallon. And boy, she'd just have a whole cupboard full of canned stuff, you know. Well, the apples, and some of the peaches too, you'd cut them off and dry them, and put them in the stove and kind of bake them good and hot, you know, like, and keep the worms from getting in them, mm-hmm. and sack them up.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever use the juice of the apple for anything?
Well, yeah, they made jelly out of that.
Mm-hmm. And
That's still done where they got apples, man, just like it was in old times.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Only got different ways of making it now, you know.
I'd like to ask you some more questions on crops like this. Did you ever grow peanuts very much here?
Oh, yeah. I missed a couple of peanuts this past year. I was down sick in this bed. Couldn't plant them. Mm-hmm. First time I got some in that year before last night.
Have you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
we just grow enough for family use.
I see. What did you used to call them?
Call them goobers. Way back.
Are goobers the same as peanuts?
Peanuts, same thing.
Suppose you have two in the.
Because they used to, there was a little what you call now a little Spanish peanuts, you know. That was all raised. They didn't have these bigger way back in olden times. It was all little.
Uh-huh.
Now they've got to grow them up to where you 2, 3, 4 in a hull, you know.
But the name is the same. It's just
they're
all
the same. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And did you have ever have any walnuts around?
Black walnut, yeah. Uh-huh. Got a good many. We've got a few trees down here on the place.
Have you?
Yeah.
And what do you call that? That hard. Green cover.
Well, that's the rind that's around it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they let it dry and that'll hit it or something, that'll knock off. Then it leaves in a hard hull. You know, and then you got the bread cap and then pick the goodie up. We call them goodies, you know, the kernel.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the kernel out of it and then eat them up. Do whatever you want to.
Okay.
Mostly we raise pecans now, you know, in place of walnuts.
Did you ever raise, I don't think, they're about the size of my thumb. They're harder than a pecan. Sometimes they're called almonds. Do you ever use?
Almond, no, we never raise none in this country.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And,
we have hazelnuts. Oh, yeah, I got some down the low end of the field, yeah. Out of ditch bay.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrel generally gets them all though.
Yeah.
I went down there for Christmas, man, and I noticed there was a patch, you know. I looked at them when I was cutting hay and forgot about them. I went down there and there wasn't no one left.
Oh, okay.
Got them all, yeah.
Did you ever you grow tomatoes around?
Now you think back in olden times, had a little tomato that wasn't much bigger than that, just a little bitty thing, you know, and they just be vines full of them. Well, they grated them on up, you know, now they got big fine tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to call those little ones?
I recollect, but I mean, I don't recollect. I recollect this cold sun, though. But I just don't know. I forgot.
Does Tommy Toe sound?
Something like it.
Sometimes I've heard that the big ones are tomatoes. And
the little ones
are
tomatoes.
Right.
I believe you're right. But I just might have forgot that.